sorry I got mad.
Thank you so much, Jonah.
Yeah.
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 I kind of thought we might hear from Scott Rolen. It's a big day. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Maybe we'll hear from him later on in the show. What is 916 here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 at The Ticket? This is Work in Progress. Justin Montemayor, Matt Birmingham, and in for DJ today. The first time that we have worked together, James Westling. How we doing?
Man, I'm pumped to be on with you guys. I filled in on your show before, but it was with Lando.
Okay, you're having to keep him alive.
Yeah, keep him breathing.
Greatness.
We did it. Full 3 hours.
Well, this should be fun, because we will be here, like Yelp said, for the full three. We got plenty of sports to get to. We'll figure out what Ham has at 10:50 when he figures it out. And he'll have the news, all the fun stuff. But a few things I want to get to before we get into all of our sports here. One, like I said, DJ is out today. We'll hear from him in just a minute as to where he actually is and why he's gone.
Is he okay?
I think so. I mean, he sent me a message.
Okay.
And so I'll play it. I haven't heard the message yet.
All right.
So we'll see. We'll see where he is. But just to set up what happened, and this, we mentioned this during the tease. So Ham will come down and graciously every time help me get my chair out of my truck.
Good dude.
To rewind, don't give yourself an applause.
No.
Idiot.
Hey.
A few days ago, we went to dinner, Ham, DJ, and our friend Blake, and Ham got his usual order at this place, which is a chicken fried steak with double fries.
Double fries, okay.
Yeah, I'm very aggressive like that.
Comfort food, I like it.
Yeah, I don't know if you're aware of Ham's eating habits, but they're infuriating.
What's he been out of shape about it?
The fact that you look like what you do and you eat chicken fried steak and double fries.
You can just eat whatever you want?
For the most part.
I don't care what I eat.
Yeah.
I swap out my vegetables for nerd clusters.
There's a lot. There's a lot to this
gummies,
onion.
Yeah.
He thought okra was a fish.
Yeah. I got him at a fish place.
The closest thing he'll get to anything healthy is a chocolate boost drink that they give to like elderly people to, again, keep them alive.
Yeah.
He's got one right there.
Basically a protein shake
it's
for old people.
It's got immune support. That's got to be something.
That's what you're lacking.
Facts.
So we go out, we have our dinner, but he can't eat the whole thing. So he has to take some home. So we're getting ready to leave. Again, he's going to help me. He decides to rest his chicken fried steak in the bed of my truck while he assists me get in.
Oh, no.
And this isn't like it's the first time either.
You've left many a meals in the bed of my truck.
Yeah, I left sausage back there.
We could feed a homeless shelter.
It's happened twice.
With what you've left in there, but it's still big portions.
Yes.
So you text
Especially
me
with the double fries.
You text me the other day and you go, "Hey, I think I left my chicken fried steak in the we've all been there.
Yeah.
In the bed of your truck."
Oh yeah.
And I forgot to go look because I was doing I think literally anything else.
You're producing your ass off.
And forgot again yesterday. I thought about it again yesterday, probably when I checked the temperature and it said it was like 103 outside.
Ugh.
I was like, man, that thing's getting a nice second bake right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's reheating for you.
And it's really, like encapsulating that nice styrofoam flavor of the to-go box that it's in.
Yeah.
So today we're here and we're getting ready to come up and I'm like, Ham, I think your chicken fried steak is still in the back of my truck.
Which we didn't know whether it would be or not because I figured it just got thrown out on 75 on some poor soul on accident.
That would have been a pretty funny visual.
You're just driving and then a chicken fried steak
hits the Acura behind me.
Half a chicken fried steak.
They're trying to windshield. They're trying to wipe
gravies
it off.
Everywhere.
Just smearing. But no, it had some heft to it, so it stayed in the back of my truck, and you went and gathered it and decided to look inside there.
Because it's been out there, like you said, since the other day. It's been in 100-degree temperature, and this morning, rain.
Yeah, it got rained on.
How many days has it been in the truck?
Three now, right?
Three now, yeah.
Three?
Yeah,
it was Thursday.
I would think it'd be a pretty potent smell. Like, it's got to be carrying some weight smell-wise.
So I didn't see it.
I saw it. It looked all right.
But it smelled so bad.
Yes.
Okay.
It was the worst thing I've ever smelled.
I'm afraid to go downstairs now.
Because, all you did was just kind of lightly dump it in the trash can, didn't really push it down to the bottom. It's kind of just hovering at the top of the trash can right outside the elevator.
No, I ended up stuffing it. Yeah.
With your foot?
No, not with my foot. My fist.
Okay.
Gave it a good old fist.
You gave it a hammer fist?
Yeah.
All the way down. Well, that's good. So maybe that'll bury it a little bit whenever we get out later on in the show and leave.
I will say when I hammered it, though, the styrofoam cracked. So now the smells is just escaping. And it's filling up the cavern of our downstairs.
I'm concerned about the smell in your truck.
It's in the bed.
Oh, it's in the bed.
It's in the bed.
Okay, I thought when you said threw it in the back of my truck.
Sorry,
I was thinking like back seat, extended cab.
If it was in the cab, I would have addressed it immediately, probably.
24 hours later.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, if it was in the bed, I probably would just ate it. But like, yeah, man, it flew out.
Too far.
If I could have reached it, I would have, I would have got that open container.
Okay, there we go.
But yeah, so if you're, I guess basically we're just saying if you're the person that has to clean that trash can later.
We're sorry.
We're so sorry.
But.
Lo siento.
It's a bad thing. You want
to
eat it?
No one does. Not even an animal will eat that thing. All right, so a few things I want to play here. First, got this message from DJ. Apparently he is on the East Coast. He's in Boston, I guess.
Yes.
And he just wanted to check in, and he said he'll do this randomly throughout the show. So let's hear where DJ is.
Hey, guys. DJ Ringenberg here. You're probably wondering where I am right now. Well, fear not, because all I'm doing is trying to find a new girlfriend.
Oh, no.
It's like the old saying goes, for every attractive woman, there is a dude who no longer appreciates her pegging.
Oh, DJ.
God.
So crass. Please.
I think she listens too.
I guess, but they're no longer together. It's no concern of his.
Okay, and that kind of doesn't sound like DJ, but it kind of does. I mean, the voice sounds like
sounds
him.
Close enough.
Yeah,
we'll check in with DJ throughout
the
pegging.
Show.
But James, you are naturally by trade a play-by-play man, correct?
Yeah.
What all do you do? Just whatever's available.
So. Pretty much. Football, basketball, volleyball, track and field, lacrosse.
Okay.
I run the gamut.
Yeah. You're well-rounded.
Yeah, yeah. Versatile.
How long have you been doing it?
On the TV side since 2018, 2019.
But do you have some radio play-by-play background?
Tons. Okay. Yeah. I did radio for 15 years before that.
Well, I'm glad to have another radio play-by-play man in here. I'm not talking about me, of course. I'm talking about our dear friend Matthew Birmingham over here. So I don't know how much of his work you've heard, but I'd be very curious. We've never done this segment with a play-by-play man
side. I've heard plenty. I've heard enough.
Okay.
To give my thoughts.
Well, all right. We still have 4 minutes to kill, so hold,
beautiful.
Hold your horses.
So I'll just play some of his greatest hits from softball, from baseball.
Yeah, I don't think he's heard the softball ones yet. That's the classic.
Okay, we'll start here, though, with a baseball one.
Softball's a little different.
Softball is a little bit different.
It is.
I didn't know.
He learned that
on the fly.
Yeah, on the fly, okay. Like when the game ends and whatnot.
He had a hard time. So I'll just give you the first pitch here. This was the first pitch of the game. You tell me if you hear a strong, competent broadcaster.
12. Brooke Foster will be leading off for North Texas this beginning of this inning. She's a second baseman. Junior out of Round Rock, Texas. Yesterday, Brooke went. She had 2 hits, 3 RBIs in the first game, and 4 at-bats. She steps into the box. And Hamilton delivers the first pitch. And that is down and away for the first ball.
The first pitch. So I guess, technically the first ball as well. But she delivered it well.
Yeah, yeah. There was a little stumble there. You sound confident. You sound authoritative.
I sound like I'm in a hurricane.
You sound in command.
That is important.
That's what stands out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to make sure that.
We definitely were in the stands, too.
They were in the stands. Yeah. So, all right. Right off the gate, you would say, not bad.
Yeah. When you do play-by-play, are you typically surrounded by the family of the of the participants in the game?
Man, I've been there many, many times, and it's terrifying. It is so nerve-wracking. It messed with me for years.
Yeah. But you would never rip the individuals playing next to their family, would you?
I would try to steer clear of that.
Okay.
So would you say this about a girl? Luckily, the only hope that Ham and his color man Tim had was they may not have understood what the hell they were saying. So they may not have been upset by the way that their daughter was talked about in this fashion.
Number seven now batter, she's batting 167 this year. She's the designated hitter for the Mean Green.
And once again, she's kind of one of the weaker ones in the batting lineup in this midpoint.
Okay.
She does have one of the lowest batting averages.
But you don't really need that good of a batting average as Hamilton throws her first ball of the inning.
I never noticed. We get a little Porky Pig Tim right here.
But you don't really need that good of a batting average. But you don't really need that good of a batting average.
He slipped into his auctioneer phase.
So the parents heard that? They heard it?
They had to. They were like between me and you right now, which is like not even 4 feet away.
They thought their daughter was playing well, but then they found out from the play-by-play man, she was one of the weaker ones in the batting lineup at this midpoint.
Did they say anything to you? Did they approach you?
No.
Did they meet you out in the parking lot after the game?
No. Thank God.
Oh, wow.
We once had a play-by-play announcer in our cluster of stations. He was calling a high school girls basketball game, and he referred to the players on one team as short and stumpy.
Mm.
Used the word stumpy. So we had to field a call for
Luckily,
that.
Luckily, I've never used that word before.
So, yeah, I mean,
looked me right in the eye.
You're just reading this. I mean, you're just reading the stats.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Lowest batting average, weakest hitter in the lineup.
The stats don't lie.
The stats don't lie.
If there's anything you can rely on, it's the statistics. Don't believe what your eyes see. But if you're hitting like crap and that shows on the box score, I'm a professional. I got to call
you're
it out.
You're a pro.
All right, professional. Let's hear if you can beat the public address announcer to this call.
And on that third bunting attempt, she is actually struck out. So there's now two down for Daniel Hoff.
Number nine, Jordan Terry.
Pardon me, that was Jordan Terry's now at the bat.
There's a lot the stat sheet doesn't have, though.
Thank you, PA
yes,
guy.
Yes.
Thank you so much for bailing me out there.
God. I didn't know that if you tried to bunt on a third pitch strike.
Mm-hmm.
That's true in baseball, though. That's not a softball-only rule.
No, but you're not out.
In softball?
I don't remember. I don't know.
If it's like baseball, if you try to bunt on a third strike, you're out.
But then they would take their base.
How? I don't feel like we have a good grip. You're confusing all of us.
I still don't. It's been 10 years. I still don't.
Well, let's hear where you really have a good grasp on what's going on.
That's
good. You have Amanda Winters for the Troy Trojans out there in right field. Pretty deep back there, so obviously they know Hoff has the power to hit back there, but right now we haven't really seen anything.
No, everything's not been out of that infield so far. And so far in this at-bat hasn't been anything that's been fair. It's all been foul.
Why did I go
Do you
to call
ever feel the need to clarify that everything in this current at-bat has been fair foul?
She could hit back there. Back there.
Yeah, and back there.
He had a couple
hasn't
of fair
yet.
Balls.
What? Everything's cool so far.
They just called him. They called him strikes. Yeah. And then here is the best of them all, where Ham and Tim find out, did the game end?
Count 2-1. Winner deals. That ball is slapped far, and that ball is gone.
By the way, slapped far kind of seems like an oxymoron, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
That is Taylor Schoblocker's second home run of the game. She now has three RBIs of the day.
Home run for Taylor Schoblocker.
And that ball was just past the Mean Green sign out in center right field. Mean Green now lead 10-2.
Solid hit. That might be the end. Yep, it looks like it. That's the end for Amanda Winter's pitching career for today.
By the way,
pitching
go ahead and pause
for the day.
For the day.
A long, lengthy career that lasted today.
Yeah.
Three hours.
We're not done because at first I thought, oh, okay, Tim is picking up on the context clues around him and he sees the game's over. Nope. Well, it's just her pitching career done for the day.
After,
game's still going.
After every run, the entire team would come out on the field. So this looked no different than every other time they scored.
As it looks like, it appears that the Troy Trojans will be...
Oh, wow.
Oh.
And that's it.
They've taken enough.
that they've is taken the enough. They've taken enough of a beating.
Here to win 10-2 by the run rule.
Apparently, 10-2 is the final score of the game, as it ends
your
in the bottom
score,
of the
10,
fifth inning.
North Texas softball
by
back
solid, solid home run by Taylor Showblocker.
I don't know. I heard it was slapped earlier.
It was a solid, solid home run. So the team you're calling the game for hits a walk-off homer.
No, because it was 10-2.
Well,
it was technically a walk-off.
A walk-off by run rule.
By run rule, which we didn't know was the thing.
Because
we thought there were still like three other hits.
You know, I would say your enthusiasm, your energy didn't quite
capture the
live
moment.
Up to the moment.
Yeah.
And
a little lacking.
One of my favorite things about this past Rangers World Series run was hearing Eric Nadell call the final out and go, apparently the final score is 5-0.
Looks like they've had enough.
Looks like they've taken enough.
They've taken enough.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
I found out later from George, Giorgio, Jub
Dunham,
that his daughter-in-law was actually on the Mean Green team.
Was she the mean one that had the bad batting average at
the
midpoint?
I don't know. I don't think so. Okay. I don't think it was Taylor Showblocker either.
All right.
God rest their souls.
They're all still alive. Presumably. All right.